From the verb innovare, which means simply to innovate, to reform, or to change. But what is innovation? It's often tough to define, but we know it when we see it. It's a new idea, creative thoughts, new imaginations, methods, theories, it's bettering ourselves. But we take these actions often out of necessity. So what if we could harness the scrapper mentality, the hustler, the actions of those who are just trying to survive, and put it into everyday use? This is my passion project. I've attended some of the world's largest innovation conferences, developed the latest and greatest technology, and produced change within organizations who were built on and preach tradition. Now I'm here to help entrepreneurs and everyday individuals make small changes and establish a new normal through new methods, ideas, and standards to change your life forever. I'm Roy Edwards, and welcome to the Innovare Project.
I welcome you to Innovare. Yeah, this is where we innovate. This is the podcast where changes are made. If you're not growing, then you're dying. Innovation is the key to surviving. This is Innovare. Where we ain't scared to make that change and create a new way, If you're ready to learn and sit back and just chill, it's about to get real. This is Innovare.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Innovare podcast. I'm your host, Roy Edwards, and welcome into the podcast that helps you innovate, change, and increase your mindset towards productivity and success. That's what we're here for. That's what we're building. We're helping entrepreneurs and everyday people make small changes in their life towards progress, right? That's what this is all about. And guys, if this is your first time here, first, welcome. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for checking us out. If you're here because somebody shared this with you, then you have some homework to do. We believe in the law of reciprocity here. So that means you have to now share this podcast out with two new people. And guys, if you're a returning user and you haven't liked and subscribed, what are you waiting for? That helps our rankings. That helps us out tremendously. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. On today's show, we're going to get into the baseline of really what this entire show and this entire podcast was built on, that being project management and agile development. Now, we took agile development internally, and we switched it around and changed it up to include something called bricks. Now, our bricks are our daily tasks, between 5 and 7 tasks. If you have not heard that podcast on what we go over on bricks, go check that out. I believe it is with Shaniqua Tucker. Go check that out, where I kind of break that down. But today I'm going to go over the highest level of that. I'm going to go into epics. And I figured, what a better time of the year to talk about epics and your high level goals than the new year. Right? We can't attack and we can't get 1% better if we don't even know what the end goal of getting better really means. And so that's when epics come into play. So we get our bricks, our daily tasks, from our epics. If you know that at the end of the year, you want to be $10,000 richer in your bank account, then it makes it a lot easier to daily save or to daily plan. Now, if you're just daily planning and daily saving and you don't know where you're going, it makes things a lot harder. And it becomes more difficult to really understand how much you have to save or what you have to do or actions you have to take. So don't put the cart before the horse, guys. We're going to go over epics today on today's podcast. So let's get started. So first, guys, what is an epic? So an epic is defined from literature. That's where it gets its backbone, and it comes from the definition of an epic as being something that refers to a heroic story or something that a heroic member of some sort of poem or story or whatever has to go through. It's their quest. You know, you think about some of the most famous historic and heroic members throughout storytelling. You think of Odysseus, you think in the Odyssey, right? You think of Achilles, you think of all of these heroic members, and you know their story. You know what it all they had to go through, the quest that they had to take in. This is also comes into video games, right? If you've ever played a video game, let's pull up one like Mario or Zelda, right? There is that epic quest that Mario has to go and save Princess Peach, right? Or Link has to go and save Princess Zelda, right? And you have this epic quest. There's so many worlds you have to go through, and you know the steps in which that you have to take, right? Same thing in agile development. These epics they're an agile body of work that can be broken down into specific tasks, right? And these are often called stories. I like to call them bricks. And they're based on needs, requests that your customer, your end users, your business, whatever it is, that are important to the practice, right? That's what's important to you guys. And that's how you practice agile. And that's how you practice DevOps when you start to get into more sophisticated development builds, so on and so forth, right? And so epics are a really helpful way for you to organize your work and to create a hierarchy of what's important. But most importantly, they're important for your vision and for your outlook to a new year, a new quarter, whatever it is that you're going. And so with the end of the year right around the corner, now is the time to start defining what your epics will be and will become for the 2021 year. So many of you will go and sit and think of your resolutions. You'll say, I want to go to the gym more this year. Or I want to eat healthier. Or I want to save more money or get out of debt or increase productivity or whatever it is, right? Those are your resolutions. Well, take those and get a little bit more specific on them. And then those become your epics. Instead of saying, I want to get out of debt, say, I want all of my credit cards to have a zero balance, right? You're essentially saying the same thing, but you're getting more specific and it's something that you can take actual action on, right? Epics are almost always delivered through breakdowns and through sprints. And that's how we're going to attack them within the agile world and within our project management methodologies. And that's how I'm going to teach you guys here on how to attack them. So let's go back to that example of your credit cards being a zero balance. So that is your epic. And you can call it financial freedom if you want to, but you need to define the epic, right? So calling it financial freedom, the definition being your credit cards are at a zero balance. And then from there, you'll want to break it down. And so I like to use those breakdowns as called themes. And so a theme would be things that make up these epics, right? They could be paying down your Visa card. They could be saving X amount of dollars a paycheck to in order to make those payments. They could be cutting your operating expenses or cutting your overhead at home. Maybe you're getting rid of some streaming platforms. You're getting rid of whatever, subscriptions, maybe cutting out some magazines. Maybe you're cutting the gym membership and you're going to work out at home, whatever it is that you can save that money so you can put it towards your epics, right? So these are your big goals broken down into themes. So there's a couple different examples we can give to agile examples, right? And so Atlassian, they are the ones who produce Jira, which is a very popular agile development software. And so they give an agile epic example, and they're saying, let's say it's 2050 and we work for a recreational space travel organization. We do about a dozen launches a year. So each launch isn't the single biggest thing we do in a year, but it's still far from routine and will take many person hours to complete. Person hours, right? Level of effort. We know that each person is going to have designated hours. And so that sizing is just right for an epic, right? We don't know the exact effort it's going to take to get us out of debt. We don't know the exact effort it's going to do to put our credit cards at a zero balance, but we can level and name the level of effort to those tasks that's going to take. Maybe one credit card is $10,000, another credit card is $500. Those are not the same, so you cannot attack them the same. So an example of an epic back to the space launch is March 2050 space tourism launch. So in March 2050, they want to make a space tourism launch. And that will include all stories for routine work items, as well as stories aimed to improve key aspects, the shuttle launch, from customers buying space travel tickets to the launch of the rocket itself. As such, multiple teams will contribute to this epic by working on a wide range of stories. So maybe within your credit card debt, maybe you have a shared credit card with your wife. And so you have other things that she might have to take care of. Or if Maybe you have additional things that maybe it's your kids' subscription packages that you have to take in or whatever. I don't know. Right. But there are likely more than just you who is attacking whatever your epics are and your epics goals. If we get away from the personal space, when you get into business, there is 1000% other aspects that are working towards these epic goals. Right. You have your sales team, you have your development team, your design team, your project management team. They all play into your goals, your epics for 2021, whether it's increasing sales, increasing production, whatever it is. And so you need to outline these epics for each of these divisions and how each of these divisions play and cross interact with one another. So the software team supporting the purchases of tickets in this space scenario for March 2050 might structure the epic like this. It might be the story. It's the update date range to include March 2050 launch dates. That's a story. Or a brick. That's a very actionable task. Another actionable task out of that would be to reduce the load time for requested flights listings to less than 0.45 seconds, right? That's a very actionable goal. Another one would be to promote Saturn summer sale on confirm package for first class bookings. These are very specific actionable things. So let's get out of space for a second and let's bring it back into finances because I don't want to complicate things any more than they already are. So the idea here for 21, again, is to get out of debt. We want to have our credit cards at a zero balance. And so some themes there could be, again, paying down student loans, paying down credit cards, could be minimizing operating expenses. Those are your themes, things that you want to follow. The theme of the epic quest. Right now we get into your stories. I call them bricks because I like to break them down even more than a story. A story to me is too high level. And so for those bricks, it's things that you could do today to take action on those epics. And so today we know that we are $10,000 in credit card debt. Okay. So today I'm going to save $10. And I'm going to put that $10 into a new account that is really hard for me to get to, right? That's an actionable item that I can take today. Another actionable item that I can take today is to go through my finances and see where my biggest spends were. Another actionable item that I can do today is to print out my monthly statement and organize my spend based on category. You know, maybe I want to highlight the colors of highlight the line items in different colors, one for food, one for streaming platforms, one for rent, so on and so forth. And this works in the business world as well, obviously. And so if your epics at the end of the year is to launch a new product, your theme will be what the products do, the functions of the products, the functions of the teams that are associated with this epic goals. And then you're going to break down those actions. So if you want to have a product launch, maybe you need to define the color scheme. Maybe you need to A/B test that color scheme with people. Maybe you need to buy a server so that the application can run, the product can run. Maybe you need to even break it down even more minute than that. You need to just get in touch with the distributor to see if it's even possible. Can we even order these things? Can we even get the products necessary? So you want to break it down at the smallest step, but that's not where you start. You start at the epics. Again, guys, we're just links. We're just links going on our epic quest to find Princess Zelda. And we can't do that if we don't even know that we're going to find Zelda. We don't have to know where she is right now, but we have to know that we're on that mission to go find her. So that then we can break it down to know exactly where she is and what actions to take. So while we're staring at 21, get extremely detailed on your goals. Don't walk into 2021 and say that you want to get in shape. What does that mean? What does shape mean to you? Don't walk into 2021 and say you want to get out of debt. Don't just say that. What does that look like to you? Is it credit cards? Is it loans? Is it paying off your car? What exactly does it look like? And on the business side of things, guys, I like to set these epics for every division within my organization. My IT division will have a set of epics. My operations division will have a set of epics. My accounting, my HR, project management, they're all going to have their own set of epics. And everything else we do throughout that year will be assigned to one of those epics. So when marketing comes up to me halfway through the year and they say, we want to run these Facebook campaigns, we want to redesign this, we want to push this out, and I'll say, okay, this sounds great. What epic does this align with? Because we don't want to get off track here. We've set our epics at the beginning of the year. We know that what it is that we want to accomplish. We know that, let's say, we want to be more involved in the community this year. And so how does putting out this product, these Facebook ads, this whatever it is that you want us to do, how does this work towards our epic of being involved in the community? And if it doesn't, we drop it. Or we put it into what's called a backlog, where we're capturing that idea, but we're not working on it right now because it doesn't align with our current epic and our current quest. That's how you tackle your goals. That's how you take on your goals with vision. So guys, attack 2021 with purpose, attack it with vision, and go crush those bricks. And to write those bricks out, and now that you have your epics in mind, you're taking 5 to 7 simple steps towards those epic goals. Remember, guys, we just need to get 1% better today. You just need to take one step. You're not going to pay off that $10,000 in credit card debt in one day, but you can pay $10. $10 a day times 30 days. Now you're making progress in a month, right? It's little steps that take large action across a year. That's what you want to work towards, guys. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Innovare Podcast. You can listen to all episodes at InnovarePodcast.com, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever your podcasts are found. If you enjoy watching podcasts, check us out on YouTube for a visual behind-the-scenes look at all Innovare Podcast episodes. We have recently released a community of entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook at Innovare Mindset. That's Innovare Mindset, to join the private group of entrepreneurs changing the world. Until next time, guys. See ya.